This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with co-host, Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi there, Dave.
Well, the Arcade Building in downtown Providence has been reinvented as both a retail and residential complex with stores and specially designed apartments. On this Bottom Line, we get an update on the Arcade's status with developer Evan Granoff. Welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
First question, how close was the city to actually losing the Arcade Building, or as it appears now and its current entity?
I don't believe it was close at all. The building was always going to be there. It's just whether or not it was going to be reinvented as a public building, or maybe it would have become a more private building that wouldn't have had that pass-through feature to it.
Dave pointed out, you know, there are two aspects of it. The ground floor is retail, in a sense. Retail was what had been there for a long time, and those pieces are open. And the upper two floors have been recast as micro-loft apartments, sort of small apartments. While the retail is going and has opened already, I'm wondering, where are we on getting folks living there?
About half the upstairs apartments are now occupied, and we have people moving in usually on Saturdays, and we're signing leases, and I would anticipate that the building would be full within the next couple of months. You know, the acceptance on it has been, you know, tremendous.
Now, are the folks who are moving in, are they it's sort of the mix, the demographic mix that you expected when you started the project?
No, I was surprised at you know, there is the demographic that I thought, the newly graduated person who doesn't spend a lot of time, that you want to keep in Providence because they're, you know, an economic generator. Those people are definitely there. But the one that I didn't really anticipate was the person who owns a home elsewhere and they want to have another, it's a second home almost, or a extended stay hotel room with non-consecutive room nights. And that was a different market.
The first floor retail shops are kind of specialty shops. What's your gauge right now as to how they're doing? Are they doing business?
Yes, they are doing business. Christmas was very good there. January has been slow, and that's sort of expected. And then I think that a lot of the nature of the retail that's there, which is gift-oriented, clothing, accessories, jewelry, is great for something like Valentine's Day.
Is the new Arcade Atrium, that wide area between Wabasset and Westminster, I remember when it had a lot of foot traffic. And how's that doing now? Are people using it as an indoor way to get between the streets?
Yeah, they definitely are still using it as a cut through. People love walking through that building, so they do cut through the building.
Which is good for the shops.
Yes, exactly. And that's all, you know, part of it. The charm of that atrium is, you know, one of the biggest, you know, architectural details of the building. The Superman building is not occupied right now, and to a large degree, you know, the Arcade traditionally operated as the lobby of that building. So some of that traffic is missing.
That whole area with the number of folks who over the years had been in the Industrial Trust Tower who and Bank of America had occupied it, and their workforce has shrunk. Do you need that to be occupied in order for the Arcade to work?
No, well, that's the reason that we went with the kind of retail plan that we did. By going with these micro-retail stores that are all unique, there's no chains in there. They're all Rhode Island-based businesses, and they are together. They can create a draw. We're trying to create destination retail. So you're trying to get someone maybe from within an hour. So all these stores are totally unique. And by having them the same type, once a person is familiar with what they are looking for, they know that they're going to find a good variation of what they're looking for in the building.
Do you think it connects with the other shops that are down Westminster Street a little bit further?
Absolutely. There's not any, you know, I'm not aware of any chains that are running down Westminster Street. They're all unique stores, and that becomes all part of the fabric of the downtown shopping experience.
What do you do to keep Providence daytimers in the city for part of the evening, and also, as you say, to draw people in to the downtown area as a destination?
One of the keys is going to be to continue to develop the residential community in Providence. You know, you have two elements that are really supporting this retail in downtown. It's the residential community, and it's also the hotels, and I would say maybe three, right? And it's people who are driving downtown to go shopping. But the hotels and residential community are a key element to making the retail viable.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and we're speaking with developer Evan Granoff. And let me ask this, is the city doing enough to attract downtown development? Are there private entities that could be drawn into this, perhaps nonprofits?
I think that, you know, the city has to maintain its tax base. At the same time, it needs to encourage development. And those, right now, you know, the taxes in the city are on property are relatively high. And so what they need to do is they need to incentivize by creating stabilization on the properties and giving people incentive to put money into the properties so that they can increase the development. By encouraging the not-for-profits, you know, that is the foundation of the infrastructure of downtown now. I mean, we're no longer a financial center. We are an arts and education center, and that's great downtown. But if that continues, you need to attract tax-paying businesses into there.
I just want to go back one brief moment. How many people actually do you think will live in the arcade when it's fully occupied?
You know, there are 48 units, so I don't know how many of those are, and there's one bed per unit.
Yeah,
so
right.
Could be, you know,
max 96, I
yes.
guess.
The recent purchases of downtown properties by the Paolino Properties Company, Joe Paolino.
Yes.
Your impressions and implications of that?
I think it's a fantastic thing for the city. I think that the former owners of Fleet Building and the parking lot across the street were absentee owners and were not really interested in doing development in the area, and Joe will do something with the properties that'll be positive for the city.
It's interesting because at one point, you know, the 110 Westminster, you know, there was going to be plans for a 40-story, you know, condo and then a combined hotel and condo tower. And actually, there was an exercise for a RISD class to connect the arcade to that tower. And so I'm wondering, is that sort of coming into your head that somehow if Paolino builds something on that property which abuts that side of the arcade, would it be something where you'd want to physically link, or is that even possible now with what you've done with it?
I think that as you develop real estate, you look around at the infrastructure that's around you and you adapt your real estate so that it can take advantage of that. And the arcade is certainly something that the building next door could take advantage of. And so whether or not it's actually physically linked or not, I would anticipate that the use of that building next door, whether it's, you know, some amenities or for a residential community or, you know, just more residences would relate to the arcade and to the buildings in the area.
And finally, the Superman building. What are you hearing?
I haven't heard that much about what's going to be happening there. I think that that's a tough building. It's a large building. It's a really important building for downtown that something happens there in the near future. So I'm hoping that someone will come in and do something in there.
Okay.
Not you, though.
Not me.
Okay.
Okay, arcade developer Evan Granoff has joined us on The Bottom Line. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Great as always to be here, Dave.
This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.